Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We are backstage in the media complex here at Lollapalooza. My name is Marty Leonard on 93XRT, joined by James Bay. James, it's so nice to have you back in Chicago.
It's always a joy to be back. And Lollapalooza in particular, it's right in the middle of the city.
Right.
So I kind of love, I don't know, like a lot of festivals, you go, well, we go to, it's a Chicago festival, as an example. And usually you have to kind of land and then go out of town for a lot of other festivals. It's right here in the middle, which I kind of love. It gives it even more energy.
Now, I remember when you were here at Lollapalooza last time, a few years ago.
Yeah.
You hung out with us for a while. We had a bags thing set up.
Oh,
You were playing bags. And,
yeah.
And you also took advantage of Chicago, too. You went to Buddy Guy's.
Yes.
Played there.
Yes.
What a thrill that must have been.
That was a crazy thrill. God, that was a thrill. That was amazing. That was the start of, I guess it was the start of something, that, because, you know, it's an honor to tell you today that Buddy Guy recently put out his most recent record. And had a few different guests on it, and I was invited to play, and I got to play on Buddy Guy's most recent album.
And it's because he met you when you went to the club and played his stage.
Yeah.
Wow.
So thanks, Chicago, I guess. You know.
Well, how cool is that to be on a record with Buddy Guy?
Buddy Guy is somebody who I he's one of my earliest sort of guitar influences and memories of discovering blues music. So he's very important to me and many people, and it's a privilege to have been invited to play on his record.
Right. Now, you have a new album called Electric Light, and it's interesting because the last time you released your album, The Chaos and the Calm, was your first record, and I recall we were at Bonnaroo, and you went to Bonnaroo, but you weren't playing the festival. You just you went there to play for the radio folks backstage, introducing yourself, and that's how you rolled out that album. This record, you roll it out by appearing on Saturday Night Live. That's it's a little different.
It's been a bit of a wild year, and I even caught myself a couple of days ago remembering and reminiscing Saturday Night Live, because it's kind of how the year began for me.
Right.
Which is not something to be overlooked for a second, because, yeah, it's how I essentially introduced people to this new music. I don't know if I never thought I'd get to play Saturday Night Live, you know? So it was another massive privilege, and, like, it's such a moment in television history for anybody that gets to be on it. And therefore in music history, because they're so renowned for a long, long list of incredible musical acts that they've had and you know, special moments from a load of different artists. So it was a big start to the year, to say the least.
And when you appear on Saturday Night Live, you're not there just that day. I mean, you spend a number of days. You're with the cast as they're putting the show together.
Yeah.
That must be so much fun.
It's a lot of fun, especially, obviously, you know, there's different ways to do Saturday Night Live. I wasn't getting in and getting busy with any of the sketches and the, you know, all the skits, but it's not my, you know, I can't, I'm not that kind of, I'm no good at that stuff.
I would say au contraire, because you did promos for that show and they were very funny.
You know, that was an honor. It was really fun to be invited to do that. And I guess that little taste is awesome. And I really, you know, and the guys Beck and I can't remember the dude's name who presented it. Sterling K. Brown.
Sterling K. Brown.
Incredible.
Randall from This Is Us.
There you go. Exactly. Sterling. I mean, it was, what a special night for Sterling. He was remarkable, and it was just, it was amazing to be around it. Yeah, you're there on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it was an incredible experience. It really was.
So, congratulations on the new record.
Thank you.
And it's different than your first album, for sure.
I didn't want to be exactly the same thing again. I wanted to push the boundaries. I wanted to show all the other influences I have and all the other things I want to do in music, you know. But it's still me.
Yeah. Well, it's really diverse. I mean, there are a lot of different styles, and I would guess, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, it reflects the music that you like.
That's exactly right.
That you're really all over the place.
That's exactly right. I my first record was inspired by all of the, there's lots of different influences, all of the Ryan Adams, all of the Adele, all of the Kings of Leon, all of the Carole King. You know, there's a wide variety in itself. All of that stuff really inspired my first record, and there's still more music that I love that didn't kind of apply to Chaos and the Calm that I brought into the making of Electric Light. It was Frank Ocean, it was Prince, it was Michael Jackson, it was David Bowie, it was The Strokes, you know, the list goes on.
Right.
I love that, you know, it's so widely accepted to embrace all different genres of music now, more accepted than ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess I celebrated that, making this record.
I mean, that's pretty much reflected in the lineup of Lollapalooza. It's really a diverse lineup.
Yeah.
And I've seen that some people have said that what you've gone through is a transformation, but is it more of an evolution?
It's more of an evolution. Transformation, I think people kind of mean the same thing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all artists kind of transform or evolve as their careers go on. And I'll do the same. And it'll always be me up there singing the songs that the fans come and want to hear. And I'll always have a guitar in my hand, and, you know, it's just kind of who I am.
Right.
But all artists are looking to evolve as well.
Right. How do you present these songs on stage? What's your band makeup? What's the...
That's something else that hasn't changed too much. You know, we've got more people on stage. We've got a couple extra backing singers this time, which is great, because I've always, you know, the way I record vocals, you know, it's my voice, and I pick a lot of high registers.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to back that up with even more vocal power, harmonies and BVs. And now I've got the girls singing up there with me. And we can really do that live. And it's all still very live. Otherwise,
right.
it's real guitars and drums and keys. And everything's very live. And everyone's an incredible talent and musician and performer. So all that stuff's important to me. And that bears a lot of resemblance to how we did it on Chaos and the Calm. There's just a bit more on stage.
Right. Well, it's really great that you're back at Lollapalooza and that you're playing on a big stage.
Thanks, man.
You know, in front of a lot of people. It's a long way from that open mic
when you
were discovered. That's the craziest open mic story.
Yeah, man.
Discovered. I'll just say really quickly and tell me if I'm wrong, but you played an open mic. Someone had a video camera, recorded it, put it on YouTube. It somehow got to a record label in New York.
Yeah.
They brought you to New York. Next thing you know, you're signed.
Well, then, and the crazy thing in all of that is that the video, like so many videos at that time would suddenly gather 150,000, 500,000 plays overnight, and everyone would go crazy, like, what's this video? Who's this singer? We've got to find out. Mine got about 25 views over the space of about 6 weeks.
Yeah, really important views.
I guess.
I have to ask you a question, though, as a hat wearer.
Uh-huh.
I never really go anywhere without wearing a hat, and you were always wearing a hat first time around. Where's the hat?
I got a bit bored of the hat.
You got bored of it?
There's nothing to say, you know, I won't ever wear a hat again.
Yeah.
But I wore it every single day.
You did?
For the best part of 10 years of my life. Way before I met my label, I was playing, I was performing in a hat. And I was doing it with intention, with all the intention, to you know, make it something of a visual sort of trademark, I guess, or signature mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
And these things run their course, you know. So I changed it up.
Well, I thought maybe you lost the hat.
No, I still got it. Don't worry. I know where it is.
Well, great. And, you know, we've been telling people here at Lollapalooza during the daytime they should be wearing a hat because of the sun.
I think that's true.
Yeah. So
maybe I miss it today.
Not only are they style, sometimes they come in handy. But
absolutely.
Thank you so much for stopping by and have a great set.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Thanks, man.
James Bay, live at Lollapalooza. We are 93WXRT.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.